This is the plate with a lot of reindeer food, and this is very traditional. I'm going to tell you what each piece is. This is the tongue from the reindeer. It's boiled and we eat it like it is. It's really a delicacy.
That's Vivi-Anne Laba Clemensen, a reindeer herder of the Swedish Sami people, describing some of her favorite dishes.
This is intestines filled with reindeer blood.
Clemensen's video blog on luckyreindeer.com covers topics ranging from reindeer biology and herding techniques to commenting on development that threatens her herd's grazing grounds and persevering in a male-dominated profession.
And we are actually doing something really essential. We are smoking the reindeer meat, and this is yum. It's a really delicious food when it's ready.
For the indigenous people of the circumpolar north, nothing is wasted when harvesting domesticated reindeer or the larger migratory subspecies known as caribou. Everything from the animal is used. Sinew is used for sewing. Hide, antlers, and bones, of course, are used for clothing and tools.
The Sami people and the reindeer herding people, they used to use a lot of reindeer skin and hide to make handicraft.
Now, possibly for the first time ever, thousands of years' worth of traditional knowledge is being compiled into a new book about Arctic culinary traditions and indigenous food culture. But it's not just an ordinary cookbook.
We call it rather a cookbook about people.
Anders Oskal, director of the International Center for Reindeer Husbandry in Norway, actually prefers to call it a food book.
Traditional food, traditional ways of preparing food, traditional dishes, and also modern dishes, newer dishes. But we've had a steady focus on the what we might term the food systems of Arctic indigenous peoples and the culinary traditions that go with it.
The project was commissioned by the Arctic Council, with youth from the Arctic's various indigenous groups compiling the traditional knowledge.
And therefore, we need to have some long-term responses to this, which is one reason why it is very sensible to us to work with youth. We have to work on these issues today. If we start working on this in 20 years, 30 years, we're going to lose out. We'll be running next to the bicycle, to put it that way.
Oskal says they want to use traditional knowledge to build local economies from within.
That's a pathway by which we can have a development based on our own knowledge, our own premises, and our own people, and trying to make the opportunities of a changing Arctic opportunities for all.
James Gamble of the Aleut International Association is one of the indigenous representatives to the Arctic Council, called permanent participants.
It's not just about reindeer. In the Aleutians, it's about pickled seal fin, and it's about other recipes from other permanent participants.
Gamble sees the food book as key in taking advantage of the latest opportunities in education and entrepreneurship opening up with a warming Arctic.
That some might view as changes that are troubling, but can we take advantage of them? There's going to be more shipping in the through the North Sea route. Does that mean that there's more opportunity, for instance, for bringing food products to different places and having avenues to transport and sell things?
Anders Oskal says the food book is now being edited and will be unveiled at the Arctic Council's ministerial meeting in Fairbanks in May. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.